Dear Lord, what sad and sorrowful times are those the which we now live in, when men and women take the pride presumptuously to run and sin. The devil doth like a lion go and strives with all his might and power of us to get the victory our souls and bodies to devour. And where that he can overcome and bring the people to his lure, they are sure in process of time much miseries for to endure. As this relation shall make known, which now I am prepared to tell, concerning a proud woman which did near the city of London dwell. Which woman's husband he is gone beyond the seas, as it is said, and left his wife in England here, who long time lived without a guide. Her husband, when he went from her, left means and money to maintain, as he supposed, sufficiently his wife till he returned again. But she, being wild and willful given, and also of a haughty mind, to malice, hatred, lust, and pride, and wantonness she was inclined. And in short time she wasted her, the best part of her means away. Her money was spent, and all her state was like to go on to decay. Whereat she fell into despair, and vexed herself most grievously, and walking by herself one day, unseen of any company, the devil himself to her appeared, the likeness of a tall black man, and afterwards, with tempting words, to talk to her he thus began. If thou, quoth he, wilt yield to me, as do I would have thee do, thou shalt have all things at command, as rich as gold and silver too. Now, to be brief, the devil entered, a bargain was made at that same time, the like was never done on earth since Dr. Faustus' cursed crime. The woman, being then with child, made bargain that the devil should have her soul when she was brought to bed, so she might at her pleasure live. What things soever she desired, to which the fiendful soon agreed, so he might soul and body have after she was delivered. The covenant was between them made, the woman sealed it with her blood. And afterwards she had her will, and did whatever she thought good. She ate, she drank, and merry was, and had of gold and silver store. She company was for the rich, and dealt her alms unto the poor. At last her painful hour drew nigh, that she must needs delivered be. She sent for women with all speed to help her in her misery. The devil then straight came to the door, like to a tall man all in black. The servant maid came near, cost him what he did lack. 'Tis with your mistress I must speak, the devil again to her replied. Go tell her again, it must be so, I can or will not be denied. By the time that the maid came up, her mistress was delivered, and of a man-child in the room, she was most safely brought to bed. Oh, now, good women, then, quoth she, my sorrows do afresh begin. Wherefore I pray you to depart the room the which you now are in. Then from the room the women went forthwith from her immediately, and went into another place, whereas they heard a doleful cry. Her head was from her body torn, her limbs about the room did lie. The blood ran all about the place, as many folks can testify. It seems the devil his bargain had, wherefore I wish that one and all to have a care of what they do, and to take one.